Australia's Day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Friday, the 12th of March. And having a birthday is Barbara Feldon, the American comic actress who starred as Agent 99 in Get Smart. She's 88. 99?
This is 99.
He's 88. Sorry.
I've got a gun. Oh, no, I left it in my purse in Dr. Brown's waiting room.
American singer and actress and daughter of actress Judy Garland, Liza Minnelli, today is 75.
Johnny Young, the Australian singer, songwriter and TV host, is 74, most famous for the very successful Young Talent Time program, which launched both the Minogue sisters.
US singer-songwriter James Taylor is 73.
A member of the famous Andretti family of motor racing drivers, John Andretti, is 58.
Australian TV presenter Susie Wilkes is 51.
And Aussie singer and muso with the band Taxi Ride, Jason Singh, today turns 48.
The first bottles of Coca-Cola went on sale in America on this day in 1894.
Yeah, in Atlanta, in a pharmacy, because it was medicinal.
And it really did have Coke in it.
In 1912, Juliet Daisy Gordon Lowe founded the Girl Guides, later called the Girl Scouts.
The Aboriginal word for meeting place is Canberra. And Canberra was officially named at a ceremony at Capitol Hill on this day in 1913.
Hang on, I thought Manjar was meeting place.
Perhaps it's a different dialect.
Maybe. You've heard of the Diary of Anne Frank?
Of course.
Yeah, well, it was on this day in 1945 that Anne Frank passed away at the age of 15.
Dennis the Menace, the comic strip, began in 1951.
In 1957, The Cat in the Hat, written by Dr. Seuss, was published.
And we lost some notable people on this day, including Florence Biocchi Peterson, Murray Ball, the creator of Foot Rot Flats, and Don Burrows, the Australian jazz musician, all passed away on this day.
And that's on this day for Friday, the 12th of March.